Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 72, Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10. Satan's Doom. Verse 7 reads, "When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle." Now, why Satan is let loose at the end of the 1,000 years for a while, we don't know. We don't even know how long of a period this will be where he will have free reign on the earth. It may be a good many years. Now, we see reference to Gog and Magog. We see Gog and Magog in the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I do not believe we can confuse Ezekiel 38 with this passage. There are some who might say this is referring back to Ezekiel 38, but they are in the minority. I do not believe there is any correlation between Ezekiel 38 and this passage. Couple ways of viewing Gog and Magog here. I think the majority way of thinking is that this is a general term to speak of the nations of the world influenced by Satan. That being said, Gog and Magog, remember, in the 1,000 years there will be nations, and maybe the same nations that attacked Israel at the end of the 7-year period led by Russia, as many prophetic futures believe, will do the same at the end of the 1,000 years. That could well be the case, and I'm leaning towards that at the moment. In number, they are like the sand of the seashore. This is one huge army. Satan will deceive a great multitude of people at the end of the 1,000 years. We have two groups of people existing during these 1,000 years. We have those who have returned with Christ in the redeemed bodies, as well as those who were resurrected from the dead because they were executed during the 7 years. But also we have the survivors, the non-Christian survivors of the tribulation in the 1,000 years. Now they will have children who will have children who will have children. I speak about this on my website in my booklet called The 1,000-Year Rule of Christ. It will be those people who will be deceived by the devil. The saints in the redeemed body are beyond being deceived. 9. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he, meaning God, loves. Again, Satan is after Israel, and especially the city of Jerusalem, even at the end of the 1,000 years. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. It was a heavenly fire that will kill the armies of the world here. Verse 10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. Remember, the Antichrist and the false prophet are already in the lake of fire. They were thrown in there at the end of the 7-year tribulation. Now, Satan himself is thrown into the lake of fire. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Will there be day and night in the lake of fire? Or is this sort of symbolic? Well, hard to say, but we do know it's forever and ever. And for those who believe that the lake of fire is not forever and ever, you take the words forever and ever as they apply here. The same words apply to God existing forever and ever. If the lake of fire is not forever and ever, then God himself is not forever and ever. God himself is not eternal. The lake of fire is an eternal place of the departed wicked dead. You can't have it both ways. It's not logical to say the lake of fire is not eternal when God is eternal, when the same words are being used to describe both.